Lag Boimer Tavshinain Ches. We know that Lag Boimer is a commemoration or a celebration that has to do with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Yaakov Hillel has a whole sefer going Lag Boimer to discuss what really happened in Lag Boimer. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was nifter that day, like most people think. Maybe he wasn't nifter that day. Maybe he, maybe it was a day that he revealed Torah. Regardless, it's a day that belongs to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's interesting that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we treat him different than any other Tana. We don't find another day that we celebrate a Ptira, a Lula of another Tana like we do with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. On Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, there's different sentences that the Gemara tells us that we don't find about anybody else. For example, the Gemara says twice in Shas, only regarding Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Kedayu Rav Shimon Lismoich Ola B'Shas Adchak. Rav Shimon is strong enough to rely on him when you're a little bit in, even though it's not a loch like him, Shas Adchak, you could go with Rav Shimon. That's the only one the Gemara says it. The Gemara brings the last words in Maseches Bava Metzia, is Amperior Nimte Rav Shimon. We'll give a special, you know, blessing or special light, glow to Rav Shimon. Interesting sentences. We have the song that we sing in Lag Boimer, some do it throughout the year. Bar Yochai Nimshach to Ashrecha. We don't have this about anybody else. And in there, there's a sentence, there's a line, which sounds, seems to be mafli. The line is, Nase Odom. The words Nase Odom, like Shmuel told the Malachim, as it says in Chumash, let's create Odom. Nase Odom Nemar Bavurecho. That's the Lashon of the song. Nase Odom Nemar Bavurecho. The end of the verse. Bar Yochai Nimshach to Ashrecha. We realize this. So to speak, it says, we're saying, the whole Nase Odom came because of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Wow. That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What's the idea? How do we understand? How do we relate to the idea that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is so, the greatness of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? What's that? What do we understand from it? We know that the sefer that belongs to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Pimus Tzairis Yisrael, the one that we skabel, and our Bata Medrash, is the Sefer HaZoyar, is written by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the main part is Sefer HaZoyar. Sefer HaZoyar is very interesting, fascinating, the way it was revealed to the world. The Sefer was not publicized to the world only until about 1,000 years after Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter. According to our Mesoyrus, it was given ish bipi ish, was given throughout the generations by individuals. Some individuals had it, some individuals did not have it. Very few individuals, G'dayli Yisrael, that really had access to the Sefer. But it was publicized to the public and got known only 1,000 years after Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was nifter. And in the beginning, there was a big argument if it's really Rav Shimon Bar Yochai or not. It was not so clear. Throughout the generations, it became more and more mekubal that it comes from him. And then a few hundred years later, we have the Arizal really reveal to us the deeper meanings of the Zohar is talking about. Why is the part of Torah that Moshe Baruch Hu bring to the world being delayed so much to be revealed and goes in such stages? Usually it's the opposite. The Gemaras were revealed in the beginning. Then we had the Rishonim that knew the Gemara. You know, we can't even comprehend what they knew. As we go throughout the generations, the understanding and the revelation of the Torah, of the Gemara, is getting limited. We understand less. I mean, obviously there's more Sfarim and there's more this. But in terms of the expansion of Gemara, the doors get smaller. In the Torah of Shimon Bar Yochai, it goes to the other direction. Almost the other direction. What's the idea? And finally, we know La Halacha, Lag Boimer, is, let's say, according to the Ashkenazi, for sure, is the day where the Talmidim, all of Rabbi Akiva, stopped dying. We have an Avelus of Talmid Rabbi Akiva do throughout the days of the Omer. And like Omer is a day when it stops, there's different minhagim, different shittas in halacha. Some hold as the day to stop dying, some hold that it's not a day to stop dying, but it's a day which is it has an exception from the other days of the Omer. Any day of the Omer, we have to have Avelus. This is one day of Simcha Lekulam. And like Omer is a day of happiness.
What do you mean by stop dying? They all die, that's why they stop dying.
Oh. Good, but well, I want to get there. A good question. It's actually a good question. So the paskulamus, very good. Paskulamus, what does it mean? So the truth is, what I mean to say, the Gemara tells us, we'll see in a second, that they died from Pesach to Atzeres. So it's brought down that really the Gzeir was from Pesach to Atzeres. They were supposed to go until Shavuos, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu made it earlier. So Lag BaOmer will be the day of Simcha according to this minhag. Or that day was an exception to the rule. That day they stopped dying, but they continue the day after. I mean, like Boyim has a special day. Like Boyim happens to be the day of Shir Bar Yochai. Obviously, it's not a coincidence. What is the connection, the direct connection between the Mises Talmidei Rebbe Akiva and the Avelus and like Boyim, which stands as the antithesis to that, stands against it in the Miasphere? So let's start with things we mentioned previous years. I think one of the big revelation that my Rebbe, Agarna Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, brought to the world, or clarified things which are, you know, not many spoke about it before. Rebbe Akiva, we mentioned the Gemara that says that Talmidei Rebbe Akiva died. So the Gemara says the following. Amru 12,000 zugim Talmidei Mayula Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva had 12,000 couples, 12,000 peers. I mean, 24,000 talmidim from Mikvasa and Tipas. This, that's the locations. Vekulam meisum biperek echad. They all died in one time. Mishlana gukovet zelazed. They didn't respect each other. Vaya oilam shomem. The world was empty. Shomem shmama. Atchabai beakiva etzal reseinu shebedar mishlalem. Until Akiva came to the talmidim that he has in the south, and he told him, Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon, Rabbi Blaz, Rabbi Shmua. These Talmidim were the ones that kept the Torah going. They all died for Pesach until Shavuos. So Rebbe Akiva had a terrible tragedy that happened in his lifetime. They had 24,000 Talmidim. I mean, combined today, if you take the Mir Yeshiva and the Lakewood Yeshiva, you don't get the 24,000 Talmidim. Speaking about an unbelievable amount of Talmidim that Rebbe Akiva had, and they all died within a time span of a few weeks. A terrible tragedy that happened to Talmidim Rebbe Akiva, all between Pesach to Atzeres. So that's one thing that happened to Rebbe Akiva. There's another tragedy that happened to Rebbe Akiva. I'll say the way the Gemara brings it, but the way the Rambam summarizes it says the following. He says, you should know, the Melech HaMashiach will come in here be Amenu, not necessarily he's going to do miracles. How do we know that? Shari Rabbi Akiva, Chacham Godo, Michachem Ishdayo. Akiva was a big Chacham, the Tano. For he had noise Kalim Shabin Kuzu, Bin Kuzu is Bar Kochva. He was carrying his Kalim because he felt that he's going to be Mashiach. For he had Oyme Olav Shua Melech HaMashiach. He said he's Melech HaMashiach in Bar Kochva. For Dima Hu V'Chochach Meidoyro Shua Melech HaMashiach. Him and all the Chachom of that generation thought he was Melech HaMashiach ad she'nerag ba'avoinus, until he died because of Averus. Bar Kochva. So, Rebbe Akiva had another tragedy. As Rebbe Moshe always mentioned, if him, the Kochach B'Doyro, all the Chachom of that generation, Tanoim, thought that somebody's Mashiach, that means he was supposed to be Mashiach. As the Rambam says, the only reason he was Mashiach, she'nerag ba'avoinus, he was killed because of Averus. So Rebbe Akiva had a person who was supposed to be Mashiach. And Rebbe Akiva felt he's Mashiach to such a degree that he was carrying his kelim. He was a shamish, who was his helper, Rebbe Akiva. And that person died and was not Mashiach anymore. Two tragedies are happening in the days of Rebbe Akiva's life. 24,000 Talmidim are dying, and Melech HaMashiach, the opportunity to have Mashiach is gone. Is there any connection between the tragedies? Says Rav Moshe, yes, absolutely. Start with the Gemara on Sanhedrin. Gemara tells us that the world is divided. The world is supposed to exist for 6,000 years. The world will be for 6,000 years. They want to end up Tzadik Zayin. 2,000 years is Toyu. Empty. Hollow. There's nothing there. Then comes Toyu. Obviously, that's what fills up the world with Toyu. And then comes 2,000 years of Mashiach is supposed to come. Rashi says, Mashiach is supposed to come. But the Gemara ends, unfortunately, too many Averis, Yotsu Me'em Masha Yotsu. We missed out the years from the 2,000 years of the world when Mashiach could have come earlier, but he didn't come yet. So the Gaon says in a few places, Vilna Gaon, 2,000 years is no Torah. It's called Toyu, empty, hollow. 2,000 years is Torah. And then there's 2,000 years in Moshe Mashiach, we're waiting for Mashiach to come. But what happens when Mashiach doesn't come? What is it? Says the Vilna Gaon, it goes back to Toyu. We have 2,000 years, there's no Toyu in the world. Then comes 2,000 years, then there is Toyu in the world. Then there's 2,000 years, if Mashiach doesn't come, it's again no Toyu in the world. As it says in the Pasuk, Enecho, Malko v'sareah begoyim, ain't Toyu. When Am Yisrael in Golus, the Toyu is not the real same emphasis of Toyu. Malko v'sareah begoyim, ain't Toyu, there's no Toyu. So we go back to 2,000 years of no Toyu. We miss Toyu until Mashiach comes. And Mashiach will come and reveal Toyu. So as Rebbe Tzaddik says, in a few places, he says, yeah, you're right. 2,000 years, he doesn't quote the Vilna Gaon, but he says, 2,000 years and Mashiach doesn't come, the world is empty from Torah. But there is something that we get. As the Medrash tells us, Kol Torah Shadam lo yimed bo'olam hazeh, any Torah that person learns in this world, hevel hu lifnei Torah Shemashiach. His hevel in comparison to Hashem Mashiach. Pashup Shad Hevel means nothing. Hevel. Hevel Avolim, on my Kralis. But as we mentioned here a few times, Hevel also means something else. When you put a chont on the pot, there's a steam that comes out of the chont. You go into the kitchen of Shabbos, you can smell it. You can even feel it a little bit, the chont. You can't eat it. It doesn't go into your body, that steam. But somehow you can relate to this chont. You can feel it in your bones. It's not yet there, but it's almost there. Says Reb Tzaddik, Hevelu klifnei Torah Shel Mashiach, kol Torah she'odam lo yimed bo'olam hazeh, any Torah that our person learns in this world, meaning and the Golus, in the 2,000 years of Yemos Mashiach, it's coming from the Torah Mashiach. It's not the Torah Mashiach. Mashiach will reveal to us much more. But whatever we do have, is some Hevel, steam coming to Hashem Mashiach. Meaning the world is empty from Torah, but we do have something. All the Torah that we have today is all that Hevel, is the taste, Taim of Erecha, the taste and smell coming of Torah of Mashiach. That's all that we have today. Because there's nothing else, as the Gaon says, Olam is Toyu, the world is empty. So all that we do have, Oshayach the Torah, is coming from Mashiach. Meaning, as if there's a preview, there's some steam coming from the Torah, Mashiach, the Mashiach will reveal everything. But whatever we do have, there's some steam coming from there. That's a Torah that we have in this world. Torah Shadam Loimed, Boilam Hazeh. The one who reveals the Torah, Shadam Loimed, Boilam Hazeh, the one that it belongs to the most, as brought down many Sfarim, is Rabbi Akiva. Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave Torah, Shmuel showed him Rabbi Akiva, and he saw Rabbi Akiva, who's the one who's Koisha Ksorim Lursiyah, he's the one who's tying crowns to the letters, the tagim, what goes on top of the letter. And he saw the Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva giving a shear, and he couldn't understand what Rabbi Akiva was saying. He didn't understand what that means. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Shmuel, why are you not giving Torah through Rabbi Akiva? Akshbol told him that's what it's supposed to be. Rabbi Akiva has something which is so great that there's even a tzad that he'll get Torah. As Reb Tzaddik says, Moshe Rabbeinu is the head, is the start of Torah Shebichtav. Rabbi Kiva is the head of Torah Shebaal Peh. He's the one who reveals Torah Shebaal Peh. The Ikar Gilui of Torah Shebaal Peh, the main revelation of Torah Shebaal Peh, comes to Rabbi Kiva, and comes in the 2,000 years of the last 2,000 years of the world. As the Gemara tells us in earlier, the Gemara says in Daf Pivav, Stam Masnisin, who is the Stam Mishta? Rabbi Meir. Stam Tesefta? Rabbi Yudo. Rabbi Nechemia, sorry, Nechemia. Stam Sifro is Rabbi Yudo. Stam Sifri, Rabbi Shimon. Stam of all these parts of Torah Shebaal Peh all come from these Tanoim. The Kulu, Aliba de Rekiva. The whole cover of Rekiva. Rashi says, Aliba de Rekiva, Mashalom du mi Rabbi Akiva Amrum. They're telling me Rabbi Akiva. They're bringing out the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. If you realize this means the Torah Shebaal Peh, all the svarim that we have are svarim that are written either on Shas, either on the Medrash, either our connection to Torah is through all these basic svarim of Torah Shebaal Peh coming from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the head of Torah Shebaal Peh. He's the one who brings to the world, the Gilui of Torah that belongs to the Torah of Mashiach. He's teaching to the world the Torah that comes in the last 2,000 years of the world, which is coming from the steam of Torah Mashiach, the one who brings it to the world. Who is that? That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who's bringing it. So now, in this hour, Moshe Shapir brought everything together. Rabbi Akiva, and his time, he built the yeshiva. He brought Talmidim. The Gemara tells us the story. He had 12,000 Talmidim. Went home. He heard his wife saying, I'll live, he stays for longer. Went back to yeshiva without going, stepping into the house. And then he had another 12,000 Talmidim. He got to the peak of the revelation of Torah that Rabbi Akiva is going to bring to the world. 24,000 Talmidim were there. Just to understand, when Rabbi Akiva had 5 Talmidim that were left, that's what we have. All the Sfarim that you can find in the Sfarim store, in Oitza Sfarim, any yeshiva, it's all coming from there. So imagine it's not 5 Talmidim, it's 24,000 Talmidim. We're talking about a level or a limitless amount of Torah things that we can't even comprehend. And as we said before, all of that is coming from where? It's the steam of the Mashiach. But the steam is getting so strong. So, it's such a influence of Torah coming, all from the steam. Your mamish there getting to the food of Torah. This, by the way, just to my own musgur to mention. You see, the Iker, what we're talking about Mashiach, what is the Iker thing of Mashiach? It's not doing the wars, and not like the Rambam says in the Hilchos Menachim, is to go and teach Torah to Israel, to give us the revelation of Torah. That's the main thing. So everything that we have in Torah is coming from there. And Rabbi Akiva has 24,000 Talmidim, right? Thousands and thousands of times of what we have today in Torah. That's all bringing, it's all like a magnet, bringing out the steam, we're pulling out to the main Torah Mashiach is supposed to be revealed. Says Rav Moshe, the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva and Bar Koch, who's supposed to be Mashiach, they're together. We're right now in the opportunity to bring Mashiach to the world. An unbelievable flow of Torah that was never there before. Torah, which is all coming from Mashiach, and a person who can be Mashiach, who is right to be Mashiach, as Rabbi Akiva and Chol Chacham and Doira think. That's what you're holding right now in this year. And the day is building up to Matan Torah, the annual Matan Torah. We have in here an unbelievable Gila of Torah. This was the opportunity to bring Torah to the world in a way that wasn't there before. It was the opportunity to bring Mashiach. But lo yinagu kovetz v'zeh. It's not a topic today, but the Talmidim were not in the position to receive that Torah. They all died. 24,000 Talmidim, a whole Beis Medrash, all died. Mimele Bar Kochva also dies. So now Bar Koch is not Roy to be Mashiach. He's Mashiach because he has what to give Torah to, because he has the Torah in such an unbelievable flow. But if you don't have the receivers of Torah, you're not a Mashiach either. So Rabbi Akiva's two tragedies that happened in his lifetime, they were connected to each other. Rabbi Akiva is trying to bring the Torah Mashiach in its full glow, everything that could be revealed. But that was lost. And when 24,000 Tamidim were lost, also Bar Koch was lost. That's the same tragedy that happened to Rabbi Akiva. But now the Gemara tells us what happened. So that was lost. But Rabbi Akiva came to his Talmidim, to the five Talmidim, Shebedorim, that were, they were the ones that created the Torah, as we mentioned in the Gemara before, the Stam Mishnah, the Stam Sifra, the Stam Sefta, and all the Stamis. And they're the ones that brought the Torah, the little bit that we have. So to speak, it's a little bit of Nechama Purto, a little bit of consolation, that you know, you don't have the Torah they're supposed to be. But something, the world was empty, we went back to Toyu. We have nothing for Toyu or Mashiach. We have something. Something is left there. Moshe mentioned in different shirim that really the problem is that many times we find in the world that sometimes you have to go through struggles, through attempts to do something and it just fails, and then the next attempt is successful. So to speak, Rabbi Akiva came for 24,000, the biggest gilui, that wasn't, that failed. But then we're going, sometimes you have to fail to be successful later. Rather, fire to me, and through that we're going to build slowly to build into Mashiach, which takes many more years. But that's the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, according to the Gersa that Rishonim have, a little different than we have in the Gemara, the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Nechemiah. And Moshe used to quote from Nachum Mendel Mishiklov, which we bring here a lot, that says, Legabe, the bear of Miriam, which represents Torah in this world, Tosha Ba'apeh, it says in the Pasuk that the bear was going, was going to be buried in the Kinneret, and it says over there, V'nishkefo al pnei ha'yeshimon. Says Rashi, what does it mean, nishkefo al pnei ha'yeshimon? Says Rashi, V'nishkefo al be'er al pnei ha'yeshimon, she'nigmez al b'yom ha'shel Tveria, it was buried in the Kinneret, v'ho'im edel ha'yeshimon, ma'bit v'ro'e k'min k'var al-bayam v'yabir. If you want to get to the be'er of Miriam, source of Torah in this world, you have to stand on something called yeshimon. Before that, Rashi says a little bit of yeshimon, if you want to get from Shomim to Torah, you have to stand on Yeshimon. And that's if you get at the bear of Miriam represents Torah. Before the Talmid of Akiva came, the world was empty. Then you want to get the bear, you stand in Yeshimon. It says Menachem Mendel Mishiklov, the Talmud of the Goyen, says Yeshimon is Rosh Tevois, Yehuda, Shimon, Yaisi, Meir, Nechemiah. Five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Haroid say you want to get connected to Torah, you go through the Yeshimon. That's a Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And that's the ones who brought his connection to Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah of Mashiach that we do have, what we have today, calls the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The one who's considered to be the biggest Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. As Rabbi Shimon himself said in Maseches Gittin, Rabbi Shimon tells his kids, "Shanu midoisa, I learned from the way I act. Shemidoisa true mois with true mois with midoisa Rabbi Akiva. I am the true of true. I am the essence of Rabbi Akiva. The biggest talmud that Rabbi Akiva had is Rabbi Shimon. It says brought down Chazal them in place that Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Shimon, 'You're the main mamshich of my derech.' On Lag Ba'omer is the day." That there was the revelation of Shir Bar Yochai, his biggest revelation. Either, as we said, either that was the day was Nifter, it was the day of the Siluk, or it was the day he was Megale, a part of Torah of Zoya, the deep part of Zoya. Whatever that way is, the day of Shir Bar Yochai is the day of Lag BaOmer. That's the day of that revelation. Meaning that for the five Talmidim Rabbi Akiva that represents Rabbi Akiva, the day that represents Rabbi Akiva the most is Rabbi Shir Bar Yochai. By the way, it's brought down. Why don't you do a day of Rabbi Akiva? Should have the Yom Hilula Rebbe Kiva, not Yom Hilula Shumar Chai. Just wrote down because Rebbe Kiva was killed in a very, a terrible way. It was one of the Uge Malchus. He wasn't Niftar in a normal, in a regular, natural way. So therefore, we didn't want to commemorate or celebrate the Mita Rebbe Kiva, and instead we took his biggest talmid, who's Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai. So based on what we learned is Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai's day, Lag BaOmer, is celebrating, is commemorating, and Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai per se, the him, as a person only. But he's representing our connection to the Torah of Mashiach. He's representing how we're getting to still connection to the days of Mashiach. The Talmid of Rebbe Akiva all died, so we lost an opportunity to connect the Torah of Mashiach. But then we have something left. Five Talmidim. We celebrate in the Lag BaOmer. That's why Lag BaOmer stops the Avelos. Either that's the day that the Talmidim stop dying, or it's the day that's exception to the Yemei HaSfira. Because that's the day which is above the Yemei HaSfira. Yemei HaSfira is the day that we're losing the opportunity to get to Mashiach. Days of Avelus. And he was going back to the Mahalach, to the way to get to Mashiach. As the Maharal mentions, the day starting from Lag BaOmer until Shavuos is 17 days. Gematria of Toiv. That's the time the we're building up to Matan Torah. Whenever we're building up to Matan Torah, or the Torah that we have shaykhs in this world, is the Torah of Mashiach. Kol Torah shadam loyin ba'ilam hazeh. Hevel u'lifrit Mashiach. The hevel is the steam coming from Torah of Mashiach. So whatever shaykh is the Torah that we have, is Torah of Mashiach. And how do we connect to Mashiach? What's the gateway? Through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai representing our Akiva, who brings us into the Torah. That's this day of Lag BaOmer, the day of coming out of Avelos. That's why we have such a commemoration. It's not just a Tana was Nifter. Obviously, if a Tana gave us unbelievable things. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is for us the gateway to Torah. You want to connect to Shavuos. We're building up the days of Sphira to get to Shavuos, Matan Torah. What is our Shaykh as a Shavuos? What do we connect to Shavuos? Our Torah is also Torah of Shavuos. Our Torah that we have is all coming basically from Rav Akiva, Talmid Rav Akiva, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the idea of Shimon Bar Yochai. That's why Rav Shimon is mentioned in the Gemara with such praises. Kitay Rav Shimon, lismoich Allah, b'shas adchak, you're relying on him. Appear your name to Rav Shimon. We have a song for Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Bar Yochai yimshach to Ashrecho. Nase Adam nemor b'avurecho. We say the whole Nase Adam, Shmuel created Adam in the world, is because of you, Rav Shimon. What is because of you? Because not Rav Shimon, again, per se, but what's Nase Adam for? To get to the ultimate goal of getting to Yemei Mashiach, getting to the Geulah, the full connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one who brings us there is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, representing Rabbi Akiva. So Nase Adam Avurecho. That's what we connect to the full Nase Adam, the Shleimus of Adam. He represents in the world, obviously. Rav Shimon was a tzaddik, who was the whole life connected to that. The Maila of Rav Shimon is not something we're talking about right now, but he represents our connection to that level. And that's the idea also, maybe, that the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is revealed in stages. And Adrabba, the further we get, the more is being revealed. The Zohar was revealed only 1,000 years after Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter. And then comes the Arizal 400 years later to be the one who's to be Galat Tzfunas HaTorah. And as we go through our generations, and that I heard from Moshe myself, we see more and more the revelation of Torah that belongs to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Torah of Kabbalah, of Nistar. It's getting more and more common and accepted in the world. The fact that we have shurim like this is shurim that are connected to these chalak of Torah somewhat. This is all because the closer we get to Mashiach, the more steam's coming out. We're getting closer to the cholpat. We're going into the kitchen, getting closer and closer and closer. And through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who brought us that Pesach to get into that door, the door that brings us to Mashiach, we're getting closer and closer every year, every stage, we have more and more of that Torah, of the steam coming to us, until Be'ezer Hashem, through then, we'll be able to actually eat Echol Mashmanim of Torah, the Tzfunus of Torah that we're waiting for, as Rashi and Shir Hashem says, that's what we're waiting, that's what we're aspiring to get to the Torah of Mashiach, to the full Matan Torah, that's what we're building up to in the days of Sphira now. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll get to that. B'meher, B'ameinu, Amen.